Yes. This is BOA News via remote. I'm Charlie McNeil. The United Nations marked its 75th anniversary Monday with its chief urging leaders of increasingly polarized go-it-alone world to work together and preserve the organization's most important success since its founding, and that's avoiding military confrontation between the major global powers. Secretary Antonio Guterres appealed for a revival of multilateralism, the foundation of the United Nations, which was echoed by leaders of countries large and small, rich and poor. But despite largely positive speeches, it was clear that the challenges lie ahead in collaborating to beat back the coronavirus pandemic and numerous smaller conflicts in the U.S. and Asia as well. Canadian police on Monday searched an apartment in Montreal suburbs that is linked to the woman arrested for sending a rice and field envelope to the White House and to five other addresses in Texas. U.S. authorities arrested the woman at the U.S.-Canada border near Buffalo, New York, on Sunday on suspicion that she sent the deadly poison by mail addressed to the White House. Two sources said she has joint Canadian and French citizenship. The RCMP said police had arrested the woman, now believed to be held in Buffalo, in early 2019, but said that she did not have records related to the arrest and referred further inquiries to the FBI in the United States. So far, they have not found any link to any political or terrorist organization, but investigators are still going.